write about, trying to figure out what it's all about. Existentialist, am I worth anything or just a scout? I don't know. I don't know.
That was Great Sounds of Wata on WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, with my partner in crime, Long Island Rays, Elm City Made, EZ Blues is in the building. EZ Blues, the topic is starting your own business, entrepreneurship. Usually what this show has started off for, where we started off from, if I can barely speak. The reason why we have this whole entire show to begin with is talking to different people and talking to different entrepreneurs and asking why they started. But let's just give our listeners our point of view of what we think about it. And please give a great introduction and start it off.
Well, see, this is what's super interesting, because go back through all of the different shows and there's so much that we have learned about entrepreneurship and right. about the proper ways to go things, whether it be, you know, going and trademarking or going and making sure that you have your tax form incorrectly and make sure that all that stuff is taken care of. That's on top of having an idea, being so encapsulated with that idea that it needs to be put out there into the rest of the world. And also with the explosion of, you know, kind of independent businesses during COVID, you know, you have these extra opportunities that are out there because we have the internet, you know, where if you have a cool t-shirt design, that, mm-hmm. you know, say, for example, a t-shirt design that says, please, for the love of God, tell me Scientology isn't right. You know, you could print that up and you could sell it.
Right.
Just by taking a couple of pictures on your Instagram or having a TikTok or having a Facebook and different things like that. So TikTok. Well, TikTok's not going anywhere.
Why'd you think that?
Oh, because it makes too much money. All they're looking for is for them to be able, they're trying to push the Chinese people that own.
Yeah, I know they're company, trying to own
who's,
it. Right?
Who's not even Chinese, if we're being honest.
They're not even Chinese. Then what are they?
The owner is not Chinese. He's from Taiwan.
He's from Taiwan. Okay, so they're Taiwanese.
Yeah, I believe so. Or he's from Singapore, actually, I believe.
Okay, but they're not from China. They're not from China.
Yeah, yeah. The original owner is not from China. Okay. And so they're trying to push him to sell to an American owner because this is a medium that people cannot control. There's been a lot of real information. Now, there's been a lot of baloney as well.
Okay.
You know, there's been a lot of stuff on there that, you know, talks about the lizard people and all that other stuff. And hey, if that's what you believe in, that's what you believe in. Please don't talk to me about it because I don't.
Every social media platform, you know, has their whole conspiracy theories. So,
we've learned so much about what's going on the front line of Gaza right now because of TikTok.
Yeah, we have.
You know,
we have,
there are so many businesses that have been launched because of TikTok. You know, there are so many things that have been benefited. So TikTok's not going anywhere. They're just going to threaten it because mm-hmm. it's plain and simple. No matter what, at the end of the day, if any politician truly votes for TikTok to be gone bye-bye, they've pretty much guaranteed never to have a seat ever again.
Mm.
Remember, TikTok is the one that embarrassed Donald J. Trump every single time he had one of his during the election, the 2020 election. Anytime he had one of those rallies that he wanted to do, they would get all of the free tickets and no one would show up.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, Lord.
Nobody. Zero. Nada. You had like one old dude with a broken Confederate flag in a wheelchair who was just mad at the world. And then a whole bunch of TikTokers were trolling the entire campaign. That's why they want to ban TikTok, is because they can't control it. They need to figure out a way to control it so we can move forward. And even if they ban TikTok, there will be another medium. Look at what happened with X. X is garbage. And right now, hot garbage. You can find some stuff on X that should be illegal in 97% of those.
That we cannot talk about on air. I agree.
I'm not talking about any of it. I'm just saying, like, I thought Two Girls, One Cup was bad. X is worse.
Oh, Lord.
That's all I'm saying.
I think it's going to become irrelevant, though, because we have this.
Well, there it is.
Yeah, you have the new site called Threads, right?
Threads is, which is, but here's the thing. Threads mm-hmm. is owned by the Meta Corporation, which is Instagram, Facebook, and Threads.
Which is American owned.
But it's also a single entity.
Okay.
So they have one rule guideline set that's being checked off, and that's one person that they have to go through to get all those things running. There's only one point of view.
Gotcha.
You know, and we all know that, you know, Facebook, you know, has been fined for the way that, you know, some people have been talking about some misinformation, the disinformation that's been happening through social media, you know, with a lot of the different aspects. At the end of the day, whenever the normal human being becomes their own source, that's a problem.
Right.
There's a reason why we have fact checking. There's a reason why things are facts. And I'm going to say this, and I'm sure somebody with a beautiful bald head will be very mad that I say this, but there's no such thing as alternative facts. There's not. There are facts and there are falsehoods. That's it. Okay. You know, everyone's trying to paint this extra aspect in there, and all they're doing is just messing with words. And they can, if they really want to do that, just read Grammatology by Derrida. Okay, because grammatology disproves language by using language to disprove language. And it's the exact same thing that's happening today in the United States. You have a whole bunch of people that are arguing mainly off of beliefs.
Business owners worry about this, though? How will this affect them? Because businesses thrive with TikTok and social media and different other platforms.
At the end of the day, anytime a platform is going to open up in which you have the ability, especially small businesses that don't have the advertising ability, they don't have that advertising capital to invest in their business. So using something like TikTok, like if we could talk about, you know, our witch other word thrift sisters or siblings, as we like to say, that are out there, they started out as an Instagram store.
They did.
And they've worked their way into being a brick and mortar that's also a performance space now. Mm-hmm. But if it wasn't for Instagram, there wouldn't be a witch. I'll just say witch. That works out better. There wouldn't be a witch bitch.
I think if you're standing a business, it's fine.
Yeah, it's witch bitch drift.
Yeah. If you're staying a business, it's fine. But if you're saying,
I know, I'm just so paranoid because, you know, and then once we open that can of worms.
I understand, but you know, we can't overthink this. I think we're doing the right job.
You just be glad you weren't here when we had that magazine on, and I had to say that one. My whole life flashed before my eyes.
Oh man,
Hey,
you pulled through it, right?
Yes, I pulled through it, and I got to say that word on radio. So, you know, George Carlin was very proud of me. but it's so super important when you can take advantage of any of these free platforms, and even then, investing slight money into these platforms like a Facebook, you know, where you have those ads, which is going to extend your reach into the algorithm. Because you can extend your reach into the algorithm by working that algorithm, by going to the different things and being in different groups and all this kind of stuff. But that takes a lot of brain power, capacity, and different things like that. Where if I can spend $5 to run an ad, you know, for 10 days, where it's going to show up in the algorithm more and more times and it'll show up with a little sponsored thing on there, I'd rather spend that $5 to $10 and save a little bit of my sanity. Or you do it like Khalil from Daddy Butter does it, and you work that algorithm and you beat into that algorithm. You know,
He does a really good job. Just seeing him doing it behind the scenes. It's an everyday thing for him. He tries to find new ways to connect to the consumer through a personal level. I love the phone calls he does. Which is really cool. Like he, as soon as he gets a positive reaction on the phone, he's like, "Yo, you want to go on Facebook Live?" And the energy just turns around like really quickly, and it gets the customer excited because like they're it's an actual confession. It's not tailor made. It's not an actor that they paid for it. You know, it's an actual customer loving their product, and I see a lot of companies doing that too. Like for example, with different type of restaurants, as soon as the customer goes insane off their reaction with their meal, they record that minute at that very time and just send it to their audience, And same thing with like different clothing stores that you see that where we just talked about Witch Bitch Drift and different other entities. They do that as well too. They get that immediate reaction and then that makes you want to go there. So I think with local, I do agree with you. It's definitely prospering. It sucks though with the whole TikTok news. Maybe it's a distraction, I think.
I'm sure it's some sort of
Yeah.
distraction. And look, there's 1.5 million different things going on in this world, none of
Absolutely.
which we have any of the time or or brain power to talk about. We let the other other shows deal with that kind of stuff. We try to
Y'all have
give you
other
what
shows.
we let the other shows deal with that kind of stuff. If you want an opinion on that, go to the Daily Show.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So, and that's it's just. There's going to be distractions. There's always going to be ways for them to, look in this direction and pawn back into that direction or move into that direction. All these sleight of hand type of stuff, and it's been going on forever, ever, ever. That's how we got into, I believe, World War I was by blowing up our own ship.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of going forever and ever, entrepreneurship is a forever process as well too, because like no day is hard. It's just keep on pushing through it because you're doing it all by yourself. I know you are starting up your own clothing company that you put out throughout your Instagram. What are some ways, actually, what are some techniques or tips that you took from different kind of entrepreneurs just to make your clothing line a little bit more noticeable to the public?
One of the things that I try to do with any type of not just my own clothing line, but even like on this show and in particular, like I'm supporting the homies at Chronic Stoner Life,
Cool.
Mickey's an incredible human being, so of course I'm going to su support him, moving and shaking there, anytime. Represent you, Ben. That's another thing I picked up from Khalil. Like if you look at Khalil, he's always got some sort of daddy butt or something on him. So, and it's not just for the camera or for whatever. I've seen him sell daddy butter while, getting gas. You know what I'm saying? Because he's got the hat on, and somebody asks questions about the business, and then from there he goes runs to the trunk and he pulls out some of this incredible, avocado butter,
Yeah.
and gives a tryout right there, and
Absolutely.
boom, it's good to sell. So you can never really turn off, because you're doing it for yourself. That's the difference between the entrepreneurship and working for someone else. And again, we never pour salt in anyone else's hustle. If that's who you are and that's what you want to do, go work someone else's dream. We support you. We love you for doing that. But if you want to go out there and start working for your own dreams, the entrepreneurship, understand that, yeah, there are no bad days, but there are also no days off.
Yeah, no.
You
Agreed.
know, and it could be something as simple and you'll start to see. I think it might be a little bit easier for me because I have the artist mentality. So I've always been like, I am, time that people would say be scrolling on their phone while, taking care of their morning business. I'm scrolling on my phone trying to find lyric pieces for the new songs to do, or I'm looking at ideas for, t-shirts or like, please tell me Xenu was wrong. Or those different type of those different type of shirts that are just kind of like funny, or different type of ways to look at things when you can bend perception just a little bit. So instead of playing a game, I'm planning that and doing different things like that because there's no days off. And then when you do have your days, that like I scheduled because I'm a procrastinator. I'm a hardcore procrastinator. I will, yeah. I will wait till the very last minute and then like an extra 2 minutes after that, just because. So I set myself up like throughout the day. Like
Define procrastination. Define
procrastination is
procrastination to you, to
well, for
you.
me, it's putting off something until it becomes almost catastrophic, to the point where it either overwhelm me or I can take care of it. But
Not too many people admit that they're procrastinators,
oh yeah, no, I'm a hardcore procrastinator. I'm a hard
especially with
I
a
will
person with
yeah.
many hats as you.
Yeah, I don't. Well, but that's the thing is I've had to learn how to manage my time. Where the other day we were playing a show in Middletown, and
Yeah.
like for me to get the show ready, I trim up my beard, I paint my nails, I take a shower. These are all different things that I have to do to get ready. I pick out my outfit, make sure that as the kids say, make sure the fit looks good. I gotta make sure that I'm gonna make check the fit, make sure the fit looks good. And then, you know, get myself prepped up because I understand that that's the brand that's going out there. But I will start planning to do that probably 7 hours before actually I have to
hours.
Leave. Mm-hmm.
7 hours.
And I know that, like, I have to accomplish these three things. Like, we'll say these three things. I have to mm-hmm. accomplish doing my nails, trimming up my beard, and taking a shower. Three things. I know that, you know, if I can find the right soundtrack, I can do things. So if I say I have to paint my nails by noon, I'm leaving at 4. I have to paint my nails by noon. But if I can catch a soundtrack at 10:30, then, oh, this is the perfect music to paint your nails to. I'll paint my nails for that type of aspect. Now I have an hour and a half buffer. This is great. Like, I'm ahead of schedule. So now I can wait a little bit longer. And I'm like, oh, well, now I can procrastinate shaving up, you know, trimming up the beard. And I'm like, oh, wait, but this, you know, now that my nails are dry, the soundtrack kind of worked really well. Let me just trim up the beard real quick, get that squared away. And then, you know, I wait until the very last minute. So I'll jump in the shower at like 3 o'clock.
Any ways you feel like you can better your routine?
Here's the thing. I'm like, I like being home.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I like being home, and it takes a lot to make me want to come out of the house. You know, and it's whether it's, if I have a job that I really, really like to do, then I'll freaking jump out the house and go knock out of the house. Or like, if I have a show or something like that, these are things that I really love to do. So, it's a matter of convincing myself and working up the courage to go outside and to go in and endure and be a social butterfly. It takes about seven hours for me to prepare to do that. And any time I've tried to like make it faster or more efficient, I rebel against it more. Okay. I'm like, we need to do it like this and get this done, get this squared away. And then, like, you're no longer in the military, homie. You don't have to. Yeah, that time, the time is irrelevant. The show will start when you get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things you just have to look at mm-hmm. from a different point of view, and try not to beat yourself up too much with it. I have a tendency to beat myself up way too much.
You think that's the source of the problem?
I think that's the source of the problem, and it's also at the end of the day, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. But you know that you're going to miss that shot if you don't take it. You know that no matter what, it's not a basket. So it's easier because you can control the outcome. Whether it just be an all negative outcome, you still are in control of the outcome. Mm-hmm. And that has been something that is my biggest thing, is I need to be in control of all outcome. Like, I will sit and think. One of the reasons why it takes me 7 hours is because I have to think of every single outcome of every single opportunity that happens, you know, because I hate being caught off guard or something like that. I had the honor and privilege of doing the New England Music Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Yeah. I got to induct Linda Gaines, who is Donna Summer's sister.
Okay.
And to have another sister call in and say these incredible things while this woman is now crying, overwhelmed, being appreciated. I had to plan for that, because if not, because I get put in these type of situations on a regular basis. So if I don't plan for it, then I'm going to fumble the moment. And this was a very important moment in this woman's life, you know, and she needed somebody there. And I needed to be that person that was there for that. I don't know why I needed to be that person, but I needed to be that person. So that's why it takes me 7 hours to prepare.
On WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself, Preston, and my partner in crime, Long Island raised, Elm City made, EZ Blues is in the building. I think you overthink too much.
Oh, of course.
I think you overthink too much, and I think you're too old to overthink too much. I think you're too old to care to overthink too much.
Yeah, opinion. Well, that's the thing, is I'm learning to care less and less.
Yeah,
which is cool, but it's also it is, but it isn't. You know, because there used to be those moments where different things mattered for different reasons, mm-hmm. and you know, I'm at the point where look, you know, even being a parent, there's some days that the victory is just the fact that the kids went to bed alive.
That's one thing I don't think you procrastinate with. I don't think you procrastinate on parenting.
No, you can't. Parenting,
I think you're on point with that. I definitely think you're on point
that.
With that. You are definitely on point with that when it comes to your kids, because they are the future you. You know, you are. They do represent you when they walk outside. So I definitely think you are. I think you focus on what really matters to you. That's what keeps you motivated. I know you have different other gigs out there that just get you out of bed, that you have to be there. I think you put a lot of stuff on your plate that does not motivate you. And I think you just need to cut those things off. And then I think you'll be a better, efficient person.
Word, because, I appreciate that. I'm gonna hold on to that.
Because you're saying yes to tasks that you know that you're not gonna put 100% in. But if you know you're gonna put 100% in these things that get you out of bed, that you say, you'll be a more efficient person. So I think you just need to subtract yourself out of all this stuff that you just don't care about, that you said yes to, because you just want to be a good person to that someone.
Right. Word, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, I definitely over. I definitely over thing, and I'm gonna take that on. I'm gonna do some meditation on that.
And it's not an easy problem. It's not an easy problem. It's an everybody problem. There's a lot of stuff that we say yes to that we want to commit to, that we just can't, or we just put off to the side. It could even be a job.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a job. Yeah. It could be a job. When I think about it, you can be in this job for so long and then you get real good at it, and then at the very end it's just like, all right, it's whatever, and you just, the stuff that you normally do, you just put to the side because your drive is gone. You know that's why people get these career changes out of nowhere, and I hate when people say midlife crisis. I just think it's a different chapter in life, in my opinion.
Well, no, see, I think there's a difference between changing careers. I don't look at as a midlife crisis.
Some people look at it like that. It's weird.
I mean, I've always thought of the particular midlife crisis as, the guy who's always been that super safe guy and massively reliable, in a day, breaks up with his wife and gets a sports car and, wants to live dangerously. That's a midlife crisis. That's someone who probably needs to see a therapist. Someone who changes their career, they also look, we're always evolving as human beings,
of
and
course.
You can't stop someone else's evolution. No, and even if that evolution is your silly friend who just divorced his wife and is now driving a sports car, you need to be there for your friend, and you got to be compassionate for him, because he's going to make a lot of really bad life choices in the next couple of years. And he's going to need some real good friends to tell him your choices are bad.
Agreed.
That's all I'm saying. Be a good friend. Friends don't let friends, but that's another shirt. Friends don't let friends buy sports cars. There you go. I'm making some great shirts.
We're kind of are staying in this topic of entrepreneurship and being in a whole routine area. But I like the topic how you mentioned friends, which sparks this light bulb above my head. What is your opinion of having friends when you start your own business? I'm a little bit against it. I think I should just work with strangers when it comes to my vision, because other people will see what's really going through my head, because they're, they get connected with my idea. Friends just see you as, friends, you hang out with them. But if you put them on your whole business idea, they can really contribute the way you want them to.
It's a double-edged sword, because there are obviously those friends that are just your kick around friends that are always going to be,
absolutely,
as Snoop Dogg represented, the vulture, from, is always going to just be around when something like that pops up. But then you've got those people that, for example, Edwin Escobar, right?
Okay.
I consider him a friend. Yeah. I would do business with Edwin Escobar.
Okay.
I was contemplating writing something and sending it to him, to see if he'd be into directing it, or to see what those next steps would be for me to flush it out into an actual something or other, because I see his vision and I can align myself with his vision, but we're also friends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if there's someone who's like, I hate to say to use the term, like, you can look at it as like a ride or die. You know, that's something that's different than just like the normal friend that's around. You know, you don't want to do business with, don't do business with your drinking buddies.
Okay.
Do business with your friends. And, you know, there are some friends that are like family, and those are the people that you want to do business with, because those also have your best interest in mind. You know, and I want to have a friend, but I want a real friend. A real friend is going to be like, that's crazy. A real friend who's on air going to say, hey, bud, your plate is way too full. You need to start doing some editing. And you're going to see yourself be more successful in what you do. That's what I want. I want a real friend that's going to be doing stuff like that. Not, I don't want a yes person, because that's, we're just going to fail. We're just going to fail because I don't have all the right ideas. I have some super califragilistic ideas, you know. I have some super califragilistic fun ideas, and I need somebody to sit in between gun like, that's a good idea. That is bat spit crazy, and you should never talk about it ever again. You know what I'm saying? You know, I used to say, you remember American Idol?
Yes.
The most entertaining weeks of American Idol were the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you had all the, and you had those train wrecks. Those train wrecks were incredible. Do you want to know what those train wrecks showed me?
What they showing?
That those people don't have real friends.
Oh.
Because it's plain and simple, dude. I love you to death. But if you're like, I'm going to go audition for American Idol, I'm like, dude, I've heard you sing like once. And I don't think it's a good idea. I think you might embarrass yourself on TV. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a real friend. Like, you need that real friend. That real friend's going to tell you it's too much. That real friend's going to tell you, you know, you don't wear the neon glow-in-the-dark tie for the business meeting that you have to go to. That's what a real friend's going to do. You know, the person there that's just there to be in your existence is going to be like, you look great, and not even look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can say the same thing and go with family too.
Oh yeah. And never do business with family.
Never.
Never do business with family.
Ever.
Never do business with family. No.
Never at all.
No.
Okay.
There's so many different aspects. Like, look, and like, there's a bunch of father and son automobile shops and all this kind of stuff that will prove what I just said wrong. And that's fine. But there's that certain line that if you're not willing to cross and push back on, I have worked with several family members. I have had to fire personally several family members. I fired them because they were detrimental to the business.
Oh, wow.
And I took the, you know, Sunday dinner is going to be freaking hostile.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say never work with family, because, like, you shouldn't work with your wife either, because you need break from it. Because if you're constantly living, like, I have to have moments where I can just shut off and not be.
That makes sense. I agree with that. Not working, you know what I'm saying? Another.
So
I agree with that.
You have to, yeah. So you have to, you have to have that, yeah, that breakage. And you don't necessarily, that's why I say don't do business with your drinking buddies. Because you go out with your drinking buddies to blow off all that steam.
Yeah.
You don't want to bring the steam from work into your drinking circle, because now you're two drunks that are going to go fight in a parking lot. True. You know? So, yeah.
Is that why you is that why you moved out of that place and came to the Elm City? break away, maybe.
Oh yeah, I ran like a mother.
How important is a new environment to an entrepreneur?
It all depends. I think for a much better entrepreneur than I'll ever be, you know, it's a matter of you make your environment.
Yeah.
I'm someone who I, you know, in growing up and moving to different places my entire life and being in a whole bunch of different schools, I always got the opportunity to reinvent myself.
Of course.
So it just became really natural for me to reinvent myself into a situation. It was more tough for me staying, like being in New Haven for 10 years. This is, I believe, the longest I've been in one spot. This is the longest I've lived in one spot, that's for sure.
Oh, wow.
So I've had to learn how to reinvent myself being the same person in the same situation instead of taking, you know, it's easier to just reinvent yourself when you have a blank slate.
Mm-hmm.
But when you already have history and you're constantly trying to push it and evolve and reinvent yourself, that's a little bit more difficult.
It is.
That's why, I say like a better entrepreneur than I'll ever be will be able to do that by staying in the same spot. For me, it was easier to do it where I can get that clean slate.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you gotta, I had a music management company that was put me like 10 grand in the hole. You know what I mean? Yeah.
How many places have you moved to? Were you just in East Coast? Did you go to West Coast?
Just the East Coast, and mainly like a lot of spots like on Long Island. Like I lived in New York longer than I've lived in Connecticut.
Oh wow.
But I haven't lived in a single place in New York for 10 years. I've lived in Center Reach, I've lived in Selden, I've lived in Coram, I've lived in Comac.
Oh my god.
I've lived in Bayshore. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I've moved around, and there's some times where I was transcendental. Yeah, something like that. Is that the word? Where, you know, I was living in a van for a little bit too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So those moments happen. You know, I've spent time. You know, one of the reasons why I'd love to start, let's say, working for the community center up here. Columbus House. I'd love to start working with them because I know what it's like to live in a homeless shelter. You know, I know what it's like to, you know, have a shelf and that's all you have in this world. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I would love to be able to give back to that community because I got out of there. Like I fought hard to get out of there, and I fight every single day to stay out of there. Mm-hmm. But I've been there, done that, got the concert t-shirt. It was not that entertaining. You know, but unfortunately, a lot of the positions would require further education, and I'm not going to do that either. You know, I just, that piece of paper, I guarantee you, just give me a test. Give me a test in the subject.
It builds your character, though, right?
Oh, the going through the stuff, living through the stuff does build your character, definitely. But also it's a matter of, you know, one, that builds your character, but going to school could build your character as well. Mm-hmm. School just doesn't work for me. If it works for you, I'm flipping happy for you. Like, go, whatever you want to do, do you in the best way humanly possible. I am probably the most, everyone probably listens to this show and probably think I'm like the most judgmental person in the entire world, but I'm like the least judgmental person in the entire world. I just live who I am.
You live your truth.
Yeah. And I'm not going to let anyone dictate, you know, and whether my truth is, you know, Donald Trump is a con man, or my truth is, you know, Epstein and Trump are horrible human beings. Those are my truths. Those are my truths. They don't have to be your truths. Those are my truths. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between a truth and a fact.
It's true. It's
what you believe in.
It's true.
And from the evidence that I have seen, this is how I feel. This is my informed opinion. You don't like it, it's okay. It's okay, because at the end of the day, we matter very little into each other's existence, you know, out there in the world. Hopefully you come and you spend. And by the way, congratulations. The show has been doing absolutely fantastic the past couple of weeks. I just wanted to say that. We've been getting numbers like the old days. I feel like this is like beginning of COVID times.
I'm honored, but you know, it's good for us and good for the station. Yeah. I think every station's booming with the ratings right now, or with the ratings, with the views. I'm talking old school. I'm talking 1990s, but with the views. So it's been great for everybody. So it's been a really good thing. I'm kind of like, when I get older, I'm kind of like Jimi Hendrix when it comes to my point of view. Compliments are distractions. So, you know, I kind of get that whole saying now, because like it stirs you away. I just want to make a good product. But it's rewarding. It really is. But for those entrepreneurs, how do you handle those negative reactions? How do you get stronger over that?
You have to build up a thick skin, and you have to trying to find the proper verbiage for this. it goes back to the three F's. You know, yeah. are they financing you? Are they feeding you? Or are they fornicating with you? That's should be the value of their opinion. You know, oh, this, you know, and yes, there's the law of 10. So, you know, if one person has a bad experience with you business-wise, they're going to tell 10 people, and they're going to tell 10 people, and that's going to snowball. But then if you're still doing the right aspect and still doing the right job, period, then the positive people are going to go tell 10 people and 10 people and stuff like that. So you're always going to be navigating that, negotiating that. And at the end of the day, this is probably the most important thing, right? I'm leaning close for this one. You cannot please everyone all the time.
It's true.
You know,
it's so true.
It's just an impossible. We set ourselves up for failure when we try to do something like that. So it's just better to roll it out and let the stuff hit the fan. You know, some days it's going to be beautiful. Some days it's going to be a train wreck. Some days the victory is everyone went to bed alive.
You said something online where you talk about not just trusting within your hometown, just going out there and just putting your name out in the world, no matter where it is, whatever state. Mm-hmm. How true is that to you?
Well, that's it's 100% the thing is like, for me, my brand is me. So it's a little bit different. You know, I live 100% my truth and I live it 100% out loud.
Yeah.
But that's part of my brand. That's part of my, and I hope that other people see me live as out loud as I am, and they're comfortable living out loud, and they know that they can live out loud in my presence, and I'm going to accept them, you know, and not only that, but I'm probably going to give them a high five, you know, and that's even if our opinions differ. I'm still going to be like, yo, you're living who you truly are. More power to you. Like, I appreciate you. I don't have to agree with you to appreciate you as a human being. I can still appreciate you.
Absolutely.
You know, there's this wonderful thing called unconditional love. I can still love you unconditionally and not like anything you do as a human being.
Right.
You know what I mean? So no, it's super, super important.
It is on WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and my partner in crime, Long Island Rays, Elm City Made, EZ Blues is in the building on the program. The topic today is pretty much just entrepreneurship talk. Just little words of advice just to motivate you to whatever business you want to pursue in this life. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Just like two average people talking on this podcast / radio show / entertainment for somebody who just wanted to start it during a pandemic, and look where we are now, you know.
Right.
So you can start anything that you put your mind to. Just stay away from the naysayers, because no one can else see what's inside your head. They really can't.
Right.
They really can't. Like, kind of like you. You started out solo act, and now you're in a band.
Mm-hmm.
And did you think you're going to be part of that band at all, or no?
Well, the band was always the end goal for me, because I don't like doing anything other than just singing. And like, there's a difference performance when I'm playing solo acoustic and when I have the freedom. Now with my wireless mic, I have the freedom to do anything I want. and, you know, it's glorious. Oh, man, I sang half the set by the bathroom in Middletown. It was great, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, that was always the end goal, because that's what I imagined. I never imagined myself to be Eddie Vedder. I imagined myself to be in Pearl Jam.
Right.
You know. And there's a whole bunch of people like, oh, my God, he likes Pearl Jam. I can't believe that. Whatever. Get over yourself. It's okay. That's my truth.
I think we're at that stage right now. Some people don't know who Pearl Jam are.
I know. The new album's going to be fantastic. They'll
know.
I
don't
know
they're going to have a new album.
Yeah, they got a new album coming out. It's supposed to be heavy. It's supposed to be decent. I've heard like two singles from it. I'm interested. So we'll see. But no, it's super, 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 super important, you know, no matter what, to have the spin cycle be the right thing. And of course, I'm talking about the spin cycle of, you know, getting your information and trying to spin it in as positive as possible. You know, and there are going to be sometimes, again, you can't please everybody all the time.
They cannot. Not at all.
So there's going to be that one person, you know, and maybe I worked in retail long enough to understand that there's always going to be that one person that no matter what you do, no matter how you bend over backwards to make them as happy as humanly possible, they got cut off on the way there and they ruined their entire day. So they're just mad. And they're not mad at you. They're just mad because they're having a bad day. It happens. You know, this is what I love doing, you know, working at School of Rock, dealing with the kids, because they don't have to be perfect. Because they're just kids. And they're supposed to be a little chaotic. And they're supposed to run around. And they're supposed to not necessarily listen so well. You know, because they're kids. You know, and you also have to have that. You know, you have to have that forgiving nature for people too, because you're one step away from being that person. You know, you've just never been in that situation. You've never been in the situation where, you know, someone with extreme power holds your future in your hand, in their hands, and now you have to succumb to something that they want to do instead of what you, instead of what you want to do. And you have to give over certain parts of your, of your soul, or as Cat Williams says, other places.
That's a, that's another topic right there.
Oh no, I was just teasing that topic. I wasn't going to go into that topic, but it's very, very true. You know, when you're put in those type of situations, like the tragedy, with the Nickelodeon that everyone's finding out now, you know, these are not evil Hollywood people. These are people that were put in power, mm-hmm. and they had absolute power over other people, and they abused it. Right. That's the reality of it. It has nothing to do with the reptilian cult. It has nothing to do with the Illuminati. It has nothing to do with other than the fact of you had unfettered power. That's it. It's the same thing with Epstein, the same thing with all these other people. They had unfettered power. Period. Period.
Period.
Period.
Inspirational advice you want to give our listeners as we close out?
No matter what, swing. Swing is like one of the top home run hitters in the entire world. Reggie Jackson had as many strikeouts as he had at home runs. Swing. Swing hard, swing fast, and swing long, and just go and do it. If you want to make that flower shop, go make the flower shop. If you want to, you know, go be part of Disney's animation, then draw every single day until you are on that animation team. If you want to make the next Disney, find a spot in Ohio or something and start building a theme park. Just go. One ride at a time if you have to. Do it. Because we're only given one go round on this massive weird circle of life.
That's true.
So go just live every aspect of it and go 100%, you know, as I say all the time, live so genuinely that your mere existence makes other people uncomfortable.
What Shame Penguin song should we play to close out the show?
You know, why don't we do Sam Jackson? Because I know they have the radio edit of Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson? Okay.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson will play right after this talk on WNHH LP 103.5 FM. Thank you for being with us with this miscellaneous conduct and conversation. Myself, Preston, and my partner in crime, Long Island Rays, Elm City Made, Mr. EZ Blues. Appreciate everyone. Thank you.